Time Machines, Landscape Painting Between Property and the Abyss. The development of landscape painting. The development of landscape painting in the 18th century reveals a number of interesting tensions that were beginning to appear in the perception of the natural world between an imposed idealistic sense of stasis and order and a greater awareness of the vastness and dynamism of the earth and the forces of nature. One of the most interesting problems in the painting of the period that would explode in the Romantic period was the line between portraiture and landscape. Born in Suffolk in 1727, Thomas Gainsborough initially specialized in the production of small-scale group portraits set in realistic landscapes influenced by 17th century Dutch painting. Later, he depicted his models as life-sized figures against a background of mostly imaginary views. Despite his great success as a portraitist, Gainsborough always maintained that he preferred painting landscapes. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews is one of Gainsborough's most well-known portraits of the gentry, and it combines portrait and landscape in a very interesting way. Mr. and Mrs. Andrews are shown at leisure in their elegant clothes, looking rather contemptuously at the viewer. The landscape that constitutes their property extends into the distance, and the figures are not placed in the center. Rather than being a background, the landscape is the true subject of the portrait and is opened to the viewer's gaze by its owners, who stand aside to allow and invite us to admire their property. However, they themselves cannot turn round to enjoy the landscape they own. If they did so, they would no longer be identifiable as owners of the property. The picture would no longer be a portrait, and they would become simply anonymous figures in the landscape. In this sense, the painting reveals the tension between landscape and property. As writer and art critic John Berger notes in his book Ways of Seeing, painters like Gainsborough were typically commissioned by members of the wealthy classes to represent the lifestyle of privilege and comfort that they enjoyed. These paintings were both a prestigious addition to and symbol of their property. Because the property in question is a natural landscape, the idea of property itself is made to appear natural, even if the vision of nature portrayed here is somewhat static and idealized. In Mr. and Mrs. Andrews, the landscape, like the dog, has been domesticated by its master. His power is suggested by his shotgun. The seated figure of Mrs. Andrews, meanwhile, is emblematic of female modesty and inactivity. But here Gainsborough reveals a contradiction between the gaze of the subject, who shows but cannot see what he owns, and that of the anonymous viewers, who do see because they are able to enter into the landscape. In some sense, the picture seems to ask in what way one can own a landscape. 1818, Friedrich and the Infinite Horizon. If we look at Wanderer Above the Sea of Fog, painted nearly 70 years later in 1818 by German romantic artist Caspar David Friedrich, we see a completely different relationship between figure and landscape. Here the wanderer, turned to look at the same landscape that the viewer contemplates, has become completely anonymous. His dark clothes seem to merge with the colors of the rock. The fog in the distance partly obscures the mountains to suggest an almost infinite horizon. We are invited to identify with the wanderer's gaze and with the way the landscape enters into him as an intense emotion, provoked in part by his relative smallness and insignificance when confronted with its vastness. Yet, at the same time, the picture suggests that the heroic effort of climbing to a vantage point above the fog enables the wanderer to contain what he sees within a framework that may be meaningful for his life.